If you or a loved one has a hoarding problem, let's work together on a solution.
Thank you for stopping by the Hoarding Solution podcast and listening in to Tuesdays with Tammy. I'm excited that this is season 3 of the Hoarding Solution podcast, and I'd like to thank all my supporters and listeners, and especially all the people that are finding this valuable. I know we need this resource, and I'm so happy that you're here and listening and connecting with people who understand how daunting the hoarding issue is. And I want to start off this season and talk about courage. And courage is such an important component in a hoarding situation because it takes so much effort to overcome any fear you have about talking about the hoarding situation. And Merriam-Webster defines courage as the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. I'm here to tell you that if you are a loved one of someone that hoards, you are facing an incredible challenge and a difficult situation, and you are just concerned about your loved one. And that's what is motivating you to take some of these risks. And I'm here to tell you that it takes an incredible amount of courage to show up to appointments with your loved one that hoards and try to explain to the doctor, to the nurse, to anyone who will listen, that you have grave concerns about the safety of this situation. It takes an insane amount of courage to bring photos or video footage of the situation. It takes tons of courage to just be willing to raise the issue and voice your concern. It takes an insane amount of courage to document the problem. It is very difficult to talk with some providers who have a very cursory or unawareness about the issue of hoarding. I can appreciate the fear of stepping into these situations because I've recently experienced it on a whole new level, trying to assist my loved one that hoards. And I am here to tell you that there is so much work to be done around the issue of hoarding and how terrifying it is for the person that hoards to be confronted with this, especially at a time when they may be facing other medical issues or complications. And it's so imperative to address this problem before that becomes the situation that you're facing. But because of the lack of knowledge about hoarding, there is no one that really seems to understand the crisis that one faces when your loved one really should not safely return to their space after a surgery or after a medical procedure. There is so much that we need to be asking earlier on in this process when medical things are coming up for folks. And there is so much need for people to understand the severity of the problem. And I'm talking about things like the fridge has been broken for 2 years, and so you come in to clean that out so that your loved one can come home and not smell that. You have to clean out a shower that might be full of adult diapers or just bags of trash that they have not been able to discard because they're very attached to it. And it's not like you're just clearing out stuff. It's like you're clearing out their skin. And that is the hardest part for people, I think, to understand, that if you're just facilitating a clean out, it's so much more than that. And I can tell you that you face so many challenges when you try to bring this issue up. And I would say that the best thing I can say is that sometimes A Force Clean Out is about tough love. It's about safety. It's about helping that person have the opportunity to heal in a sanitary environment. It's about reducing trip hazards. It's about reducing fire risk. So it's totally necessary to absolutely pack your courage and go into these situations with tough love and boundaries. And I'm telling you, it's courage all over the place. And if you're facing this situation, pack up that courage, bring it along, and get ready for the fight of your life. Thank you for stopping by Tuesdays with Tammy on the Hoarding Solution Podcast. And I look forward to connecting with you as we all work through this to a better resolution on hoarding situations.
If you or a loved one has a hoarding problem, let's work together on a solution.